Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. The program manager at the center is Marnie Werner, and she joins us today, as you have many days for this program. And we, of course, can't stop talking about politics because it's on everyone's mind. And, you know, Super Duper Tuesday is coming up. And that is, I believe, 24 states.
Right.
We'll be having either whatever you call
caucuses
it, primaries.
Or primaries.
And there are differences, apparently, in those two kinds of situations. But ultimately, this is a winnowing process in both the Democratic and Republican Party to basically whittle it down to one candidate representing either party.
Right. So. Yeah, in the caucus process like we have in Minnesota, it's not a primary where you go and actually vote for a candidate. You go to a neighborhood location like your city hall or your local school and actually meet with other people in your party. And a few different things actually go on. You talk about who you want to represent you for the presidential candidate. You also talk about your local and congressional candidates, and you also start talking about how to set the party platform. And this local level caucus that we're having on February 5th is really the grassroots bottom level where all the political process starts. The Independence Party is doing something interesting this year. They're actually having an online caucus, which is running from, I think, about February 5th to March 4th.
I'm curious to know if you need to be a registered Democrat or a registered Republican, or if you have to register at the, you know, the caucus site, or if that's something that's part of the process.
Well, to participate in a caucus, you have to be registered to vote, or you have to be eligible to register to vote by November 8th, 2008. But in Minnesota, you don't actually have to register with a particular party like you do in other states like New York.
I'm curious about how the vote is actually taken for selecting candidates in either of the party's caucuses. How does that occur?
Right, because so far we've been seeing primaries and caucuses where they're saying, you know, so-and-so has gotten so many delegates, and so-and-so has gotten so many delegates. And what happens in Minnesota at the caucus is that in the Democratic and Republican caucuses, attendees take what's called a presidential preference ballot, which is basically a straw poll of who they want to see be the next president. And for the Republican Party, that straw poll is non-binding, which means that whoever is elected to be a delegate to the state and ultimately the national convention is not required to vote for that person, but it just shows a preference amongst Minnesota Republicans. On the Democratic side, it is a binding ballot. So that ballot will show what proportion of the voters actually are supporting that person. And that will in turn determine what proportion of delegates will support that person ultimately at the national convention.
Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a joint production of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University. We'll catch you next week.